And it is well known that President Bush was general managing partner of the Texas Rangers baseball team before beginning his political career. Commentator Frank DeFord recently learned more about the president's athletic past and wonders about other connections between politicians and sports figures.
At Yale a few days ago, in Sterling Memorial Library, deep in the archives, I came across the 1968 Yale Banner, a yearbook that is now defunct. Therein is a picture of the current president of the United States playing rugby with this caption, and I quote, "George Bush throws an illegal but gratifying right hook at an opposing ball carrier." Now, leaving aside how illegal the action may have been, it is illuminating to learn how gratified the future president was at his athletic hijinks, and certainly it is appropriate to know that the blow came from the right. Previously, I only identified the president with baseball as an owner. I never knew he played rugby. But especially in this election year, it led me to imagine what other of our politicians would be if they were in sport. John Kerry would be Greg Maddux, the veteran pitcher who lacks a fastball but tries to win by using off-speed pitches, throwing to spots, always a different spot. Dick Cheney would be Vince McMahon, head of WWE, World Wrestling Entertainment, snarling into a microphone in public but deftly directing things behind the scenes. John Edwards would be Robert Gallery. You don't know who Robert Gallery is? Well, he is an offensive lineman who was the number two pick in the NFL draft this year, who got a lot of attention when he was selected, but has never been heard from since. John McCain would be Charles Barkley. Tom DeLay would be Tonya Harding. Teddy Kennedy would be Fenway Park. Hillary Clinton would be ESPN, always makes the highlights. Bill Clinton would be ESPN Classic. Donald Rumsfeld would be Hal Sutton, the captain of the United States Ryder Cup team. Turns out, dusty old Europe is still to be reckoned with. Howard Dean would be Smarty Jones, riding high at the start of the year, and now put out to pasture. Ralph Nader would be Anna Kournikova, never wins, but what a distraction. Karl Rove and James Carville would be designated hitters. And Zell Miller would, of course, be George Steinbrenner.
These All-American has been reprinted in a special edition. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.